across these busy freeways. We ought to praise God in our beauty shops. We do a whole lot of everything else but praise God. In the barber shops, in health clubs, we ought to praise the Lord. In our fields or even in our forests, in the marketplaces, or in the open spaces, we ought to praise God. But then secondly, we ought to praise Him. The Bible says in that first verse, in His mighty firmaments. Now, the firmament is expanse. It's space. God is to be praised in heaven and on earth. And since God is in heaven and on earth, it is a task not only for men to praise Him, but also the angels praise God. It was a Hebrew who wrote as if he heard these words, that at the beginning of all things, the morning stars sang together, and the sons of God shouted for joy. Before the beginning begun, the angels and the stars were singing together. Before the beginning begun, the sons of God were shouting for joy. But then the second question is, why is God to be praised? We know we ought to praise Him, but why should we praise Him? Well, the second verse tells us why we ought to praise Him. We ought to praise Him for His mighty deeds. That's why I asked you a moment ago if God had ever done anything for you. And you said yes.